I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Laying down arms requires trust, something the Syrian Democratic Forces don't have for the government under President Ahmed al-Sharaa. The SDF is an alliance of Kurdish and Arab militias formed back in 2015 during Syria's civil war. Today, the new government is calling for centralized control of the country. Samuel with Redemptive Stories.
External governments, particularly Turkey and even the U.S. in some respects, want the SDF to be disarmed in order to unify with the central government.
Negotiations between the two sides have stalled. That's why clashes broke out between them in the city of Aleppo this month. Tens of thousands of civilians fled, many Christians among them, says Samuel. So even if the fighting pauses, the root of distrust hasn't changed. Pray for endurance for those caught in the fighting, and pray that God would miraculously use these events to bring people to Christ. And even as China introduced new religious restrictions and expanded its control of Hong Kong, Mission Cry continues to find favor with businesses. Jason Wolford says this favor enables the delivery of Bibles to the region.
Obviously, I can't go into great detail on that, but we're able to send these to those businesses. Those businesses then strategically get them to our team on the ground. And then from there, they make their way in through Hong Kong and then into Shenzhen and mainland China.
Each container is worth approximately $500,000 in Christian resources. However, he knows the spiritual value is even greater.
God's word is the only thing that doesn't return void. It's the greatest Christmas present that we could give anybody.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.